alive in the risen Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. We bring our prayers before God, who promises to hear us and answer in steadfast love. Loving God, you call us to be your fruit-bearing church. Strengthen the bonds among all Christian churches. Help us to recognize our call to serve you in the world by acknowledging our privilege, our stereotypes, and our biases. Hear us, O God. Creating God, the earth praises you. The seas roar and the hills sing for joy. Fill the earth with your love so that by their song, all creatures of land and sea and sky, burrowing and soaring, may call us to join them in praise. Hear us, O God. Faithful Savior, you conquer the world not with weapons, but with undying love. Plant your word in the hearts of the nation's leaders and give them your spirit, so that the people of the world may live in peace. Embolden us to honor and uphold your commandments to love one another as we are so dearly loved. Give us voices to speak where there is silence. Hear us, O God. Caring Healer, you forget no one and accompany the lonely. Be present with those who are sick or suffering from illness or injury. Provide for those needing homes or medical care, and point us towards life-changing responses to these needs in our own communities. We especially Eddie, Elaine, Danelda, Lynette, Barb, Sarah, Aaliyah, Mary, Marianne, Cheryl, Bonnie, Mary, Ruth, Tilly, Nancy, Robert, Helen, the family of Pastor Dale Finch, all who are suffering from the effects of COVID, especially the citizens of India, where COVID variants are ravaging the country, and those we name in the silence of our hearts. Gracious God, as a mother comforts her child, you comfort us. Bless mothers and mothering people in our lives. Comfort those who miss their mothers, mothers who grieve, those who grieve because they cannot be mothers, and those who have never known a loving mother. Hear us, O God. Gentle Redeemer, all who die in you abide in your presence forever. We remember with thanksgiving those who shared your love throughout their lives. Keep us united with them in your lasting love. Hear us, O God. In the hope of new life in Christ, we raise our prayers to you, trusting in your never-ending goodness and mercy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always, and also with you. I invite you to share a sign of peace with your loved ones. Let us pray our thanksgiving for the word. Praise to you, O God, for your word of life, creating a wondrous universe, proclaiming freedom from captivity, becoming the song of your people. We praise you, O God, for your word. Your word is made flesh among us. With Mary in the garden, you call us by name. With Thomas beholding your wounds, you call us to believe. With sheep of other folds, we are gathered by your voice. Your word names our death and our life, a seed that falls into the earth and dies, rain and snow that come down from heaven to water the earth, a vine in which we abide. Through your word, you appoint us to bear fruit, fruit that will last the generations. We bless you, O God, for your word. By your living word, we are witnesses to these things. Breathe into us your Holy Spirit. Open our minds to understand the scriptures. Give us wisdom to declare what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. Fill us with strength to genuinely love, not in word or speech alone, but in truth and action. With every creature in heaven and on earth and under the sea and in this, with every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them, we join in the hymn of all creation as we thank you, O God, for your life-giving word. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now may the righteous fairness of God, the loving friendship of Christ, and the gift of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Go in peace. Share the good news of God's love. Thanks be to God. Our sending hymn is Beautiful Savior, and that is from the ELW hymn number 838. May peace be with you this week.